Mike, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
One of Africa's most notorious dictators has died. Idi Amin was president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979. In that time, he executed and tortured hundreds of thousands of his people, earning him the nickname the Butcher of Uganda. Mr. Amin died in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Journalist Ricardo Orizio interviewed the former dictator earlier this year. He described the man on WHYY's Fresh Air.
He's an extremely friendly man, quite jovial in his mannerism. At the same time, he acts and looks like someone who could kill you just for no reason.
Idi Amin is believed to have executed anywhere from 200,000 to 500,000 of his own people in the 8 years of his rule. With only a second-grade education, Idi Amin Dada first gained attention as heavyweight boxing champion of Uganda, a title he held for 9 years. He became Army Chief of Staff under Uganda's first president, Milton Obote. Then in 1971, he overthrew that government in a coup. Idi Amin established a gruesome dictatorship. He bragged of cannibalism, fed people to crocodiles, reportedly kept his enemies' heads in a refrigerator at his beach house. Ricardo Orizio says he was known for broadcasting executions on television.
And making sure that the people who were going to be executed were wearing white shirts in order to make the blood more visible to television viewers.
He demonized Uganda's Asian community, who constituted much of the country's business class, and made them a scapegoat for the country's economic woes. In 1972, he gave them 90 days to leave the country.
Asians have refused to integrate. Their main interest has been to exploit the economy and Ugandan Africans.
That same year, Mr. Amin requested more military assistance from Israel and Britain. When they refused, he expelled all Israeli advisors and turned to Libya for help. That was the beginning of his discovery of Islam. Author Donald Westlake described the conversion on NPR's Morning Edition in 1982.
None of the Christian or Islam or any other organized religion was a part of his upbringing. And he discovered that he had been a Muslim all along when he met Gaddafi of Libya, who had a lot of oil money available for the Islamization of Africa.
In 1976, Palestinians hijacked an Israeli airliner and landed in Entebbe, a Ugandan city on Lake Victoria. A few days later, Israelis raided the airport and rescued the hostages. Idi Amin gave the hijackers sanctuary in Uganda. The Muslim world gave Idi Amin shelter in 1979 when he was ousted from power after trying to invade Tanzania. He fled to Libya, then Saudi Arabia, which granted him permanent asylum under the condition that he remain out of political life. Idi Amin's last decades were spent in luxury with his four wives and some of his 48 children. Ricardo Orizio described the setting.
He's the guest of the Saudi royal family, and he's someone who has no regrets at all.
The former dictator slipped into a coma July 18th. He was believed to be 80 years old. He was never punished for his crimes.